This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
American Sonnet for the New Year, Terrence Hayes. Things got terribly ugly incredibly quickly. Things got ugly embarrassingly quickly, actually. Things got ugly unbelievably quickly, honestly. Things got ugly seemingly infrequently, initially. Things got ugly ironically, usually, awfully, carefully. Things got ugly unsuccessfully, occasionally. Things got ugly mostly, painstakingly, quietly, seemingly. Things got ugly beautifully, infrequently. Things got ugly sadly, especially frequently, unfortunately. Things got ugly increasingly, obviously. Things got ugly suddenly, embarrassingly, forcefully. Things got really ugly regularly, truly, quickly. Things got really incredibly ugly. Things will get less ugly, inevitably, hopefully.
Terrence Hayes is a winner of the National Book Award in Poetry, and the poem we just heard, American Sonnet for the New Year, was recently published in The New Yorker. Last year, Hayes published a collection called American Sonnets for My Past and Future Assassin, 70 poems all describing what it feels like to be a black man in America today.
I started writing these sonnets right after the 2016 election, and I was essentially writing one a day just to cope with the noise, the political noise, the cultural noise, America as it stands. This poem predominantly feels a little bit shocked by the shift in, again, the country and what we think the country is. But I do believe that the turn, you know, that always has to happen in the sonnet, that volta is really the last line, perhaps even the last word. So, I mean, I think I was probably around line 10 or 11 and still thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this thing. And, you know, when I came upon inevitably, hopefully, I thought, well, there it is. And so I felt like this was maybe the last one, you know, because something about the end of this year and some shifts in all kinds of ways made me feel like, oh, maybe we're having a turning point here. Maybe something's going to change for the country in this new year. So this is me thinking differently, really feeling and hoping that something's about to shift here. That would be what would be American about this thing, I think, is always to kind of hope for some better future or some kind of transformation out of even our least attractive positions in the world, I guess.
Terrence Hayes. You can find American Sonnet for the New Year and other works by Hayes at newyorker.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.